Gemara says, "Vaitim Tana Rabbanan Maisa Rabbi Eloi." It happened a story once with Rabbi Eloi Shaholach Lahakpel Penei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Belud Beregel, that he went to visit his Rebbe Rabbi Eliezer that lived in Lud during Regel, during Yom Tov. So the Talmud Rabbi Eloi came to his Rebbe on Yom Tov. Omaloi. So the Rebbe Rabbi Elazar said to him, "Eloi, Einoch Mishev Se Regel. You're not from the people that are resting on the Regel." In other words, he holds you're not supposed to leave your house, leave your wife on Yom Tov. Shoy Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar used to hold and say, "Mishabeach ani esatzlonim. I praise a lot the lazy people. Shein yoytzim mibotayim regel. That they do not leave their wives, they do not go away from the home on Yom Tov. Tiyasid, because I hold the pasuk says, 'Vesomachto ato v'sechem.' Supposed to be happy, you and your wife. In other words, you're supposed to be home on Sukkot on Yom Tov." So Rashi explains, even though the Atzlonim, the lazy people, didn't stay home because of the mitzvah, they stood home the whole year round also, they never left the house, but still, Nageya to the Yom Tov, they're doing the right thing. They're staying home, in other words, you're not supposed to leave your wife on Yom Tov. So therefore, Rabbi Loz had a kashya to Rabbi Loi, how come you come to visit me now without your wife, like you should have been home with your wife on Yom Tov? For the more kashya, and it's not that way. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Minayin, how do we know? Shechayiv Odom Lahakpo Pnei Rabbi Beregel. A person has a chiyiv to go visit his Rebbe on Regel on Yom Tovim. Shenemer, the Posek says, Madua Loi Haleches Elov Hayoim Loi Chodesh Loi Shabbos. Like, how come you didn't come to visit me? How come you're coming today? It's not Rosh Chodesh today, it's not Shabbos today." Like Rashi brings down, this was the Meiser of. By the Baile Shel Shunamis Amalok, Yishomrlo Elcha, Verutza Adish Elokim, Vashuva. Let me go back to Adish Elokim. And he said, like, it's not Shabbos, not Rosh Chodesh, how can I go today? So Gemara's Medayik Mashma, though, that on a Shabbos, on a Rosh Chodesh, you should go to visit your Rebbe. You are allowed to go to visit your Rebbe. So from here, Rabbi Yitzchak learns out that on Regolim, the Gimel Regolim Akoponim, there's a chiyuv to go visit your Rebbe. Now the famous kash from here is, the Gemara says, like, Yemechlal, the Chodesh Shabbos, Mechayiv Inish Lakbule Pnei Ape Rabbi. Mash from here that on Shabbos or on a Rosh Chodesh, you do have a chiyuv to go visit your Rebbe. So the kash from the Buddha asks, like, Rabbi Yitzchak only says that there's a mitzvah to go on Regolim, on Gimel Regolim, on Sukkis, Pesach, Shavuos, go visit your Rebbe. But there's no chiyuv to go every single Shabbos, every single Rosh Chodesh. And if we learn it out from this pasuk is mashma on every Shabbos, every Rosh Chodesh, you have a chiyuv to go visit your Rebbe. And the Yehuda wants to answer true. There is an inyan to visit your Rebbe, but there's no chiyuv. The chiyuv is only three times a year on the Gimel Regolim. And he explains why, because Chazal would not want to convey it to visit your Rebbe more than we have a mitzvah to be early regal. Since we have a chiyuv to early regal only three times a year on the Gimel Regolim to visit like Hashem, so therefore Chazar would not convey it to visit your Rebbe more than that. So true, if you go to your Rebbe, it's a good thing to go to every Shabbos, every Rosh Chodesh. And the Pshat is, since on these days this Mohashpo coming down from the Shemayim, and the Tzaddik, your Rebbe gets this Hashpo, you'll receive much more. So if you go to your Rebbe on Shabbos, you receive much more Hashpo than you would have received in the middle of the week. So there is an inyan to go. But the Chiyav can't be more than the Chiyav to go visit Hashem like Gimel Pomim a year on Gimel Regolim. So I call upon the Kasher, the Yitzchak holds though that on the Gimel Regolim, on the Yom Tovim, there is a Chiyav to go visit your Rebbe. So how come Rebbe Elazar didn't like the fact that Rebbe Loi came home and he dashed in the Pasuk, Besamachta Ato Besecho? I did the Stira. So Marian says, no, there's no Kasher. Marian says, no Kasher. Hodi Ozil B'Yosef B'Yoimi. Depends where your Rebbe lives. If your Rebbe doesn't live too far, you can go visit him and come home the same day, then you're supposed to do it. Hodi Ozil B'Yosef B'Yoimi. Who your Rebbe lives too far away, that if you go to visit him, you won't be able to come home to be with your wife, then you're not supposed to go. Moses Vaita, Tana Rabbonin, Maisab Rebbe Eliezer, Sheshovas Beglil Helion, Besukosai Sherebbe Yechnan, Rebbe Loi, Bekisri. It once happened a story that Rebbe Eliezer, Pashir, once spent Shabbos by the Sukkah of Rebbe Yechnan, Rebbe Loi. It was in Kisri. V'yamrilo, some say Bekisri, and that's the place where it was. Now what happened was, V'giya Chamal Sukkah. It was a sunny day, and they were outside in the Sukkah, and the sun was coming into the Sukkah. Is Omalos Rabbi Yechon and Esra Belezer, Mahu Shefresh Olei Sadin. He asked the Mashallah, can I go spread out a sheet on top of us to make shadow to save us from the sun? Is Omalos Rabbi Belezer didn't answer him back. He went off to a tangent, speaking about something else. Omalos answered him, Ein Lechol Kol Shevet Kesheva, there's no Shevet, Me Yisrael Shlohemet Mimenu Shevet. that a sheikh and a leader didn't come out of them. So the Gemara will explain later where Reb Lezer never said anything that he didn't hear from his Rebbe. And since he didn't hear this 100% from his Rebbe, he didn't want to say the halacha. Therefore, he went to speak about somebody else. Something else. So the Gemara says, right, the story was, Hegia Chama Lechatzi Sukkah. It was getting more later in the day, and the sun was coming down strong, but it filled up here for the Sukkah. Omalai, so Yechon asked him again, Mal Shefer Shalei Sadden, can I spread over my sheet on top of us? Omalai, he answered back again, Ein Lechol Kol Shevet V'Shevim Yisrael, never happened any Shevet Yisrael, Shlo Yotzim Emenu Nevi'im, that Nevi'im didn't come out of them. Shevet Yehuda U Binyamin Hamidu Malachim, Alpi Nevi'im. From them it came out kings, according to Alpi Nevi'im. So again, he went off on a tangent to talk about something else, and he did not answer them. Moses says, Vaitid, what happened was, Hegia Chamala Magaloisa Shereb Lezer, finally the sun came so much in that it even hit now the feet of Reb Lezer. Now, Reb Yechonah didn't ask any more questions, but right ahead, Reb Yechonah went now, Nota Yechonah and Sadin, Yechonah took the sheet, Opira Shalei, and he threw it on top of the sukkah to protect him from the sun. So, Hifshu Reb Lezer Talis Lachuruf, Reb Lezer threw his talis, his clothing, on the back of him, the Yotzin, he went out. In other words, he did not want to stay in the sukkah, and as I say, I'm not masking to your psak. He didn't want to give his askama to say, I agree with what you did, so he just left. The Gemara explains now, Loi mifnei shefligu bedvorim. It wasn't the pshat Reb Lezer didn't want to answer him, and didn't want to talk to him, so I'll talk about something else. El mifnei, but the reason was, Shloi oma dovo shloi shomim pi rabbi liyolim. Reb Lezer never said over anything, any type of psak, that he did not hear from his Rebbe. So since he did not hear this case directly from his Rebbe, he didn't want to say a psak. For the Gemara now, Heichi Yovid Hochi, how did he do like this? I, Akashim Reb Lezer, how did he go spend Sukkot now? But Reb Yechonah away from home, I vomer Reb Lezer, and Yoitzin mi Sukkah le Sukkah. You're not allowed to go from one Sukkah to another Sukkah. Oh, no, not the Kash, how we left home. It's time, Reb Lezer, oh, do you have to eat in the same Sukkah all 7 days? So how come he held here, could eat once in another Sukkah? So my answer is, Regel Achar Hevi. In the Chlami, it wasn't during Sukkot right now. It was during Pesach. So it was no question of eating in a Sukkah. That then says they were outside on the Sukkah. It just means it was a nice hut. It was a sunny day. So they wanted to be outside. But it was not a Sukkah, but Teres Mitzvah Sukkah. There was time sitting outside. So therefore, it's not a kasha. He was able to eat the meals there. There's no chiyuv to eat all 7 meals in one Sukkah. It's not Sukkot. For the Gemara, I have Omer Reb Lezer. Mishabeach ani es atzlonim. Shein yoytzim mibateim beregel. Ah, Reb Lezer before said you're not supposed to leave home on regularly. You're supposed to be home with your wife. So how come here Reb Lezer went to visit Reb Yechonah? And for the Gemara, Shabbos heavy. It wasn't even a Yom Tov. It was on a regular Shabbos that he went to visit him. This was the story on a regular Shabbos that the shade was coming in and Reb Yechonah went ahead and put up a roof. He put a curtain on top to stop the sun from coming in. Nothing more sakasho. For Tzif Shet Leim Adi Day. How come Reb Lezer did not answer? Reb Lezer himself paskin a shiloh like this. The Tanan, we learned like this. If you have a window in your roof, and you have an opening there, kak, use it like a stopper, like a glass, whatever it is, something you use to close up that window in the roof, an open window there, you have a pekak, a stopper to stop it up. Is Reb Lezer, when Reb Lezer says, about Shabbos, are you allowed to put it back in there to stop it up or not? There's a shalom, that called a binyan. Is it called your building or not on Shabbos? So Reb Lezer Shita was, Bizman shekosher. If the stick you're using to stuff it up with, is tied on, utluyin, and it's also hanging, then pekikim boy. Then you're allowed to use it to stuff it up on Shabbos. Like we see clearly, you're not like building something new. It's like just opening and closing a window. Like the stick is there, it's hanging, it's like part of the binyan already. V'yim lav, if it's not hanging and not tied up, ain't pekikim boy. You're not allowed to put something on, even though it's only moisture. If you're adding on to an oil to a roof you have already, and you're only doing an oil, alright, still it's usur. So according to Reb Lezer, in our case also it should be usur. You're not allowed to make even a temporary oil, a temporary roof, on Shabbos. The Chachamim say, no, ben kach or ben kach pekin. Whether it's tied up, this a stick to stop it up with, or not tied up, still it's mutter. So according to Chachamim, it would be mutter to throw a sheet on top of your sukkah. Because the pshat according to Chachamim is where we hold, there's no issur to be moisif on an oil alright. In other words, if you have a roof already, you have at least a tefach there, and it's no good, you want to make a bigger roofing, if it's only a temporary type of a thing, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So you're allowed to spread over the sheet, because there was a roof there a little bit already, you just want to make it more thicker now like this, keep the shade, keep the sun out. So according to Chum, it's mutter. According to Rabbi Lezer, it's also. So why didn't Rabbi Lezer want to answer? So Mora says, Hosam hu demavatel. Where does Rabbi Lezer say for sure it's also? That's when you have the pekak, when you have the stick, that you stop up the hole in the roof. That's because you may leave it there loylem. You may be mavatel it there. So that's worse. There it's a shayla, maybe it's called a binyan. Maybe it's called like your building. Abul hochad le mavatel le. But here, this curtain or this mat that you want to throw on top, you don't want to leave it there. You just want to leave it there just not to make the shade. But afterwards, for sure, you'll take it away. So maybe here it's not called the binyan. It's not done with the building on Shabbos. So maybe it should be mutter. But since Rav Lezer didn't know, he didn't want to say. Or at least he didn't hear from his Rebbe, he didn't want to answer. Tatana Rabbonin. Maisa Rav Lezer Sheshavas Beglil Elyon. He was once living there. The Talmidim there ask him 30 different questions about Hilchas Sukkah. Shtei Mesrei Omalhem, 12 of them he said back to them, Shemati, I heard over, I'll tell you the halacha. Shemayna Eser Omalhem, Lo Shemati. 18 questions he said, I didn't hear. We have Yosef Yehudu Roma, Chilufat Vorm, just the opposite. That Shemayna Eser Omalhem, Shemati, Shtei Mesrei Omalhem, Lo Shemati. On 18 he said, no, I didn't hear. Omru loy, so said back to him, cold of recha, any melo pia shmua. Like everything you say is only what your Rebbe said, like say something from your own. So what if you didn't hear? Answer it back yourself. Omalahem, Rabbi Lezer answered back to him, his kaktuni loy medover shoshimati vi rabbi. You want me to say over something that I did not hear from my Rebbe? You should know, he talks about himself, Rabbi Lezer, that miyomai for my lifetime loy kadamni odim of Beis HaMedrash. Nobody ever beat me, was there before me in the Beis HaMedrash. I never slept in the Beis HaMedrash, not a temporary sleeping, not a permanent sleeping. Whenever I left, there was nobody else left in the Beis HaMedrash. I always make sure like I was the last one out. I never spoke some words like for no purpose, like some talk. Everything he spoke was always in learning or for purpose. And I never said anything that I did not hear from my Rebbe. And his Rebbe was Rabbi Yechon Metzakei. We'll soon see the next Gemara, we'll see it the next tape, that he learned this Midah from Rabbi Yechon Metzakei. Rabbi Yechon Metzakei had the same Midah also, he never said over anything, only something he heard from his Rebbe. So that's the same way he also wanted to be. And that's the way he was.